This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. All right, guys. We are back on the... I'm sorry. It's a headline. We got to talk about it. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So USA Today is reporting that, sorry, we shouldn't laugh. This happens. This stuff happens. So USA Today is reporting that Connecticut police were contacted because there were complaints of lewdness at a public park. And when they went to assess the situation, they found an 85-year-old woman and multiple men in their 60s having group sex. And at first when I heard this, I was like, okay, was she attacked? Was this rape, gang rape? But no, apparently this was consensual sex. And let me read this to you, okay? Because this is interesting. All right. The Fairfield Police Department Quality of Life Unit investigated the complaints and set up surveillance at the Grace Richardson Conservation Area. So if you guys do ever have public sex, somebody's recording it, and it's going to be out there and in front of a jury or, you know, in front of some, I don't know, town hall meeting, and they're going to be watching it. So don't think you're, you know, out in the dark in the middle of the park is going to be, like, really, really secluded. And police arrested Daniel Dobbs. I don't know if I want to give all the names, but they ranged anywhere from 67, 62, 75, 62, Richard was 82 years old, and Joyce was 85. Now, all six were released with a promise to appear in court. Now, their charge was breach of peace. So I guess having sex affects peace, right? Other people don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. Not exactly sure what time of night this happened in. And police say the area has been publicized on the Internet as an area for people to meet and have sex. We're going to talk about places where you can have public sex. Maybe not legally, but where people do. And apparently the 67-year-old has been arrested before on breach of peace charges. Apparently he got a misdemeanor because he was walking around naked in a park, and he said that he needed to be naked because of medical reasons. I can't tell you how many times I've been called by people to put in writing a medical reason for their behavior. Like, I'm the one that told them to go and have sex in the park, or I'm the one that told them to go and walk around naked. So anyway, I don't know who wrote his doctor's note, but he got somebody to. And no, it's not covered under Obamacare. You got to pay yourself if you want something like that. So you have here a very, very interesting story, and it's not fake. It's, you know, public sex. And what makes it a story is they are older. And, you know, there's this misconception that older people don't have sex. They just sit there and watch Lawrence Welk or, you know, I Love Lucy reruns, you know, and they're in bed by 8 at night. And they're, although I got to tell you, man, I do have early bedtimes because I get up early. But I'm not there yet. But as a physician, we're always reminded that the older population, like the baby boomers, have the highest incidence of STDs. Now, maybe it's because they have the biggest population now compared to the younger population. But the baby boomers, their STD rates are rising. And it's because they're having sex. And, you know, from a public health standpoint, you know, we have super gonorrhea and, you know, we have syphilis making a huge comeback. And we have these STDs that we think is just because young people are hooking up on Tinder. And we forget that older people are out there, and older people aren't as big on the condom as younger people are, because older people are like, I never had to wear rubber. What are they talking about? Come on, I was fine. So get a shot of penicillin. So your older population is more reluctant to protect themselves against STDs overall. I'm not trying to stereotype, but overall. And the reason why older people probably then, you know, boast fabulous sex lives, sorry, my nose is running, is because one is they, you know, don't seem to have the same restraints. They should, but they don't, that we do, going, okay, oh, you know, I don't want to get HIV, I don't want to. Older individuals, they never really had to deal with the whole HIV scare, so that didn't scare them like it did us in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. We're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to get HIV. Older people, the worst they were worried about was the clap and herpes. And then a lot of them got herpes or whatever, and they were like, oh, well, it's no big deal, who cares? Number two is many of them have decreased sensation. You know, in certain parts, so their sensitivity is down, so they're not going to be really hip with the whole condom issue. So they seem to have sex with less barriers, okay, than other people. Number three is they don't give a damn what people think. You know, I mean, when I was younger, it was like, okay, you know, let me make sure I shave my legs, you know, make sure everything looks beautiful, you know, make sure my posturing is good, and make sure I'm toned, and, you know, there was a whole sort of choreography that had to happen and planning before. Older people are like, I don't care. You know, we're going to have sex, we're just going to have sex. Who cares? They seem to worry less about what people think, and so then they seem to enjoy it more. And there's been discussions that older people climax a lot easier than younger people because they just don't give a damn. They're going to, you know, whatever. So, and, you know, people leave older people alone. You know, when you're younger, it's always like, okay, you know, where's Craig? Where's Jack? Where's, you know, Lindy, where's, you know, everybody's always like, you know, calling you and beeping you. Nobody calls grandma. Nobody calls grandpa. It's like my mom. My mom could be having sex all the time. I have no idea because I never call her, you know? So they got a little more love or privacy. So a big thing that older people obviously have to do is really be big with the lubricants. Okay, they have to because things are drier and, you know, and so once they realize that they could, you know, use more of those and maybe experiment with toys and things like that, they have a good old time. So where do people most commonly have sex? What are some of the most common places to have sex? Well, a big thing are parks. People are really into having sex at a park. I don't know why. There's, like, kids around and there's squirrels and all that, but I think it's a whole outdoorsy, and that's that whole animalistic thing where, you know, they're like, well, gosh, you know, I'm kind of, you know, having sex out in the wild, even though a park or the Boston Commons or whatever isn't really considered wild. Then a lot of people will have sex in a parking garage. That's more for the privacy issue. They'll get into the backseat of their car. The problem is, you know, you do have cameras in there. A lot of people have sex at the beach. Beach makes you really, really horny, so that happens very easily. A lot of people have sex in a public bathroom. They think that's, like, exciting. At work, a public hiking trail. At the movies is apparently a pretty common hot spot. In a dressing room, because you're already naked. And then number 10 is hot tub. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so you guys heard that there was a cook at a hotel who wanted to shoot up his coworkers. And apparently this was thwarted, luckily. And this happened at a Long Beach Marriott property in Long Beach, California. I think I've stayed there before. And apparently he was upset over some human resources issues. We're not really getting too many details on this. And he has been arrested because he was allegedly planning a mass shooting of his coworkers and guests at the hotel. So a tip from a colleague led police to arrest Rodolfo Montoya, who's 37 years old. At his Huntington Beach home. That's according to Chief Robert Luna. And when police seized him, they also seized firearms, hundreds of rounds of ammunition and tactical gear, high-capacity magazines, and an assault rifle. Those are illegal to possess in California. California has strict gun laws. Not sure how he got those. That's according to the Long Beach Police. They said suspect Montoya had clear plans, intent, and the means to carry out an act of violence that may have resulted in a mass casualty incident. From what I understand, there have been over 28 people now over the last few days have been arrested over threats to commit attacks. So, fantastic work, you know, on police officers and investigative, departments, as well as just regular good citizens out there calling these in. So Montoya is going to appear in court today at the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. Not sure if he has an attorney or not. He better get one. And the FBI director, after the shootings that happened in El Paso and Dayton, issued a directive for agency offices nationwide to conduct a new threat assessment. Now, what's interesting is Montoya does not seem to have a criminal history. You know, background checks are great to do, but a lot of times people's first crime is their only crime. And the one that they get killed and shot at. And so many of them don't have a previous history. So he was booked on manufacturing and distributing assault weapons, possession of an assault weapon, and making a criminal threat. He is held on $500,000 bail at the Long Beach City Jail. And so we're going to get more news a little bit later today on this. But, you know, this has got to, like, just send chills up your spine. That, you know, you go to work in a big, I don't know if you've ever been to Long Beach. It's a fantastic city. Just like I was born in L.A. And so, you know, the cities all kind of seem to mesh together, but every city seems to have a certain personality to it. You know, Woodland Hills has a little different personality than Northridge, than Tarzana, than Thousand Oaks, than going south, you know, to Long Beach and Irvine. And, you know, there's different personalities to each. And for those people that live there and work there, they, you know, Redondo Beach, Torrance, there's just a personality. There's a community. There's, you know. And so everybody thinks, well, it's a big city, so shootings are going to happen in big cities. That happens. Not entirely. California, the way it is it's kind of close-knit. Even New York City. I don't know how many of you guys have been to New York City. I've been there a million times. And it's a lot more close-knit than you think. You know, because, again, there's a lot of pride and, you know, this is your sector of the world. It's so, you know, the idea of, well, you know, big cities, things like this happen, you know, because they don't know each other and they don't bond and they, you know, actually you do. Within these smaller suburbs of L.A., the cities within L.A., you do. It can have that small town feel. So don't let that dissuade you from using the same sort of diligence on finding out when the next shooter could be, because it could happen in, you know, small town, it could happen in big town. But to think that somebody that works at your place of business could be plotting to just randomly kill you and a bunch of people is scarier than crap. And the thing I'm kind of concerned about is if, let's say, we don't get ahead of these and more of these things happen, the average person isn't going to want to go to work. And I don't blame them. You know, they're going to want to probably work from home, which is going to unfortunately be a fourth, you know, marker and determinant for us, you know, going into another recession, which we talk about a lot on this show. Not even though I think right now the economy is fantastic and Trump's doing a great job with it. But, you know, when you don't have people that really want to go to work, they'd rather be in the safety of their home because they get shot at less at home, they believe, even though when you look at the statistics, it's negligible. You know, kind of hard to staff a company. And a lot of people will, after a shooting, you know, quit. They won't want to go to work. I don't blame them. There's this hesitancy. And then all of a sudden, everybody kind of gets a little more relaxed. And then when everything seems fine, because, you know, we're social people. We want to be out there. We want to be among other people. But then you hear this. And so if every week in the news we hear that somebody wanted to shoot people up or you know, somebody was successful at shooting other people, it's going to start making us less inclined to want to go out there. you know, churches and, you know, temple shootings, you know, when those happen, you know, some of us are like, I'm definitely going. You know, I want to pray. I want to pray for the victims. And, I'm going to be out there. And others are like, you know what? I think I'm going to pass. The majority of them go, I think I want to pass. When people were shot up at a Bible study, when people were shot up at a synagogue and a JCC, when people were shot at a Walmart, you know, any more Walmart shootings, the average person is going to say, I'm just going to buy online. And so, you know, we not only have a need to kind of, you know, get ahead of this early on, but, you know, from a, you know, mass murder standpoint, and we don't want our, you know, brethren and women being killed, but also, I mean, these things really affect the economy. You know, terrorism, whether it's domestic terrorism or not, it really, you know, is prohibitive and inhibitive of a good economy. But where I have a problem with is, what do you do if you're an employee and there is somebody who's a bad apple at your work? And we've all had them. I mean, I've worked at places that were just so toxic. And you see people in positions that don't belong to be there. And you have no idea why the hell they are there. And, you know, one person just went off one day on me. And they scared me. And I just said, will you leave me alone? You scare me. I didn't mean to say that, but they just did. Because their behavior was so erratic. You know, somebody like that would probably be on my list as maybe, you know, a possible next shooter. But, you know, what do you do? Do you go to human resources and say, this person gives me the heebie-jeebies? And what is human resources going to do? You know? So, you know, this person, whoever, and by the way, we never see the heroes. Those are the heroes. I mean, you know, we have amazing heroics done during mass shootings, and people will throw themselves over other individuals to protect them or use themselves as a body shield, and they are amazing heroes. But the other heroes, the unsung heroes that we don't ever talk about are those that, you know, was like, I think, you know, I heard this guy may do something, let's stop it. That person who ever told the police just saved probably hundreds of lives. Fantastic job. So I think we need to be more proactive about notifying people that somebody, you know, may have a screw loose. The only thing is we have a lot of issues with being politically correct, and we don't want to fat shame, and we don't want to stereotype, and we don't want to profile, and we don't want to, you know, and while we're trying to do all that, you know, the next shooter is like, okay, well, you know, nobody's going to think it's me. And, you know, they can plan. And so, you know, at work, I don't know how to solve the situation. I think in a couple of my jobs in the past, they would say, you know, any erratic behavior or any threats, notify this person, and then we'll notify security. And so, you know, there's a chain of command, and, you know, you're told what to do. But nobody tells you what to do if there is somebody who is just a bad seed, just gives you a bad vibe. You know, nobody tells you what to do with that. And then when you do not like somebody and you let somebody know, nobody listens. You know? And so if I were you, I would get out of that place. And you might want to warn others and say, look, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Yeah, because you can't, you know, somebody may not like something I say about Obamacare and go, yeah, Dahlia is going to be the next, you know, bad guy. And, well, you know, I mean, there has to be some sort of, protocol, some sort of, I'm having trouble finding words today on this, but you can't just accuse anybody. But on the other end, you know, my guess is for every one we hear about, there's 1,000 more like that nobody's talking about. And I guess it's going to take us as coworkers and citizens to flush them out. And then notify authorities. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings leading the news as officials are on the hunt for a suspect after four people were shot, one of them fatally, at a bar in Columbia, South Carolina overnight. Meanwhile, authorities in Southern California are looking for a possible sniper who shot an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy yesterday. The deputy's in a hospital after a gunshot came from a four-story building, hitting the deputy's bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot in a parking lot of the county's sheriff's department. President Trump again claims Democrats are not behind Israel.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is dropping out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mary wants me to comment on Trump's tweet or his opinion, or I don't know if it was a tweet, I think he talked to reporters, about, you know, Jewish people and, you know, voting Democrat and being disloyal to Israel. And, you know, it's that's a tough one for me to talk about because, you know, I'm Jewish and, you know, I'm... Even though I'm a registered independent, I've definitely agreed with a lot of conservative views and conservative presidents who have, I think, been phenomenal for Israel. And so, you know, you even go back to Nixon and, you know, his relationship with Israel. And so Ronald Reagan. And so, you know, for me, you know, being Jewish, it was, you know, kind of a no-brainer. You know, the more conservative the candidate, the more we sometimes see, you know, more pro-Israel philosophy. Democratic candidates, not as much, even though many of them still would be considered pro-Israel. So every president that we've had have tried to show that they were pro-Israel in their own way. So when you're Jewish, just like if you're Catholic, all right, it doesn't necessarily define where you are politically. So, for example, a lot of people have the same confusion with Catholics. You know, Catholics, for the most part, are anti-abortion. But there's a lot of people of Catholic faith that are Democrat. And so when you think that they're Catholic, you know, so they should be Republican, that doesn't always, you know, be the case. You know, a lot of Mormons, LDS, may fall under the, conservative side because of a lot of the things that they feel. However, Harry Reid was Mormon and he was Democrat. So, you know, religion and political affiliation don't always go hand in hand. Have I been confused why so many, you know, people who are Jewish and pro-Israel vote Democrat? I have. I've had that same confusion. And I get frustrated because, you know, people get mad at Jews, and I don't need anybody else getting mad at Jews, thinking that, you know, Jews are, you know, putting Democrats into the office, and, you know, I don't need half the country getting mad at us when religion really shouldn't have anything to do with, you know, your political leanings. My Judaism has a lot of love and loyalty to Israel. And I told you this, when I was in college, Bill Clinton was running against, Dole? And then Bush. And, or vice versa. And so I asked my family in Israel, you know, who they wanted. Now, my family was younger, but they said that they wanted Clinton. Everybody really was in love with Bill Clinton at the time. So I'm like, okay, well, then I'll vote for Bill. You know, if that's what Israel wants, and, you know, and you know, we all seem to like him over here, and it was, so it doesn't matter if I was Republican or Democrat or whatever. You know, at the time, that seemed to be what, you know, Israel, from what I understand, with my small sample survey size, did. Then, later, apparently they seem to really like Bush, a lot of people there. And then Trump, apparently Trump, I'm hearing is king over there. And so when Israel and Donald Trump have a great relationship, you kind of wonder that any Jews over here in America that are, you know, pro-Israel and, you know, want to, you know, Israel to still stay strong, you know, and have their, you know, embassy, have, you know, the their capital where, you know, nationally recognized and things like that, you would think that they would be then, you know, supportive of Trump. And my vision on politics is you're not just always right or always left. You vote for the person. Now, Judaism also has various degrees of conservative versus liberalism. For example, if you are very, very orthodox, you know, you don't believe in, you know, birth control, you don't believe in abortion. I mean, you're very, very, just like very, very similar to Catholicism. Then you have the conservative Jews, which are not conservative in terms of religion, but conservative in terms of we're going to follow the Bible to this degree. Then you have Reformed Jews, and Reformed Jews are a lot more liberal in their religious, their piousness, their how religious they are and how strict they are. They're a lot more Reformed. They're a lot more lax. And then you have Reconstructionists, and they have, you know, a different view towards religion. So you'll have varying degrees, just like in Israel. In Israel, you have Likud Party, which is more conservative, versus Labor, which is more liberal, you know, just like you have with England and things like that. So, you know, you could be pro-Israel and pro the liberal party of Israel. So what's happening here is for those of us who are more conservative or Likud or, want the America-Israeli, you know, relationship to be strong in that conservative fashion, you know, we seem to be really, really happy about the relationship and how it's going today. But if you are more liberal-leaning and are more for the liberal faction of Israel, where, you know, let's share homelands, let's give land, let's, you know, and if that's more your thinking, you're not going to like it. So you're not any less Jewish. You just have a different approach to your religion, a different approach to your philosophy than somebody else would. And so it kind of blows my mind that religion is so variegated. You know, you would think, you know, it's either, you know, black or white, but it isn't like that. So when you hear somebody who's, let's say, anti-Israel, right, and they, you know, get asked to not come then, you know, well, we're not going to invite you, right, like, you know, Rashida Tlaib, then you would think that if somebody was critical of Israel, then somebody here in America would be, whoa, okay, that's my homeland, you know, come on. So what, you know, Donald Trump was talking about was, in my opinion, you vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very, very disloyal to Israel. So, you know, that got a lot of people's panties all up in a bunch. He said, I think any Jewish people that vote for Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. Those are some powerful words. But what he was talking about is if somebody, you know, if we don't really see a lot of Republicans denounce Israel, but you see a lot of Democrats denounce Israel, and you vote for those people that denounce Israel, and Israel is your homeland, how is that, you know, in line with, you know, you identify with that religion? Because in our religion, I mean, Israel comes first, and our society comes first, and where we live comes first, and being a good person, they all come first. And so, you know, Donald Trump is by no means a religious expert, and so I would really caution him to, you know, give opinions on, you know, religious matters, but he makes a point in how somebody could denounce Israel or be critical of Israel, and they still garner the votes from the people who that Israel represents. And it does. And a lot of us Jews do kind of scratch our heads. And when I talk to Democratic Jews, you know, they're either, no, I'm a Democrat, but I don't like this person, or I disagree with what this person said, or, you know, or you have some people out there where it's like their loyalty is more to the political party. And no matter what, you know, we're voting Democrat. You know, there's going to be ups and downs. We're not always going to agree with our party, but we love the Democratic philosophy. So it all depends where your heart and passion is. If your heart and passion is, you know, with Israel and its current leadership and, you know, the current relationship they have with, you know, Donald Trump, then that's where your passion is. If your passion is, no, my passion is, you know, what's going on domestically, and, you know, I want to, you know, still vote with my neighbors and move the Electoral College one way or another because this is how I feel, then that's where your passion is. So, you know, why don't Jews vote more Republican? I think there's a lot of Jews that do vote Republican. I think there are. You know, it's just a lot of the American Jewry is in Los Angeles, is in New York, and those are very, very highly Democratic locations. But, you know, our voting does not necessarily, you know, always parallel religion. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Okay, so this headline kind of caught my eye, all right? They said more than one in five older individuals takes over seven pills a day. And they say millions are being given drugs that they don't even need. Now, this is coming out of England. And they say in their particular study size, 2 million people in the UK over 65 are taking at least seven medications a day. 86% take at least one medicine. So they're worried about side effects, they're worried about taking too many medications, and they're concerned that there is systematic failings in the NHS, their socialized system. And maybe a lot of medicines are getting added that don't need to be. 7 different medications is a lot. But, okay, and we're going to break this down. Let's see exactly what they're taking. So they list that some of them are taking cholesterol medications, like the statins, okay? Some are taking diabetes medications, like metformin. Some are taking blood pressure medications, like metoprolol, lisinopril. Some are taking blood thinners, like warfarin, heparin, etc. Some are taking indigestion pills, like proton pump inhibitors. Some are taking pills for angina, you know, like nitrates or whatever, if they have vasospasm of the coronary arteries. Some are taking arthritis medications or painkillers, like Tylenol, ibuprofen, etc. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And so I guess everybody's getting their panties all up in a bunch over there in the UK about that. Now, they're looking at people who are over 65, maybe even over 70. And their concern is they say more than 3/4 of people over the age of 70 experience an adverse drug reaction in any 6-month period. And 6% of hospital emergency room hospital admissions could be prevented if we approached their polypharmacy, which is what we call it. So what are the side effects people are worried about that are happening with these medications? Well, they're worried about falls, nausea, delirium, the weight loss. So as a doctor, my question to you all is, what the hell do you expect us to do? So if I have somebody that comes in and their cholesterol is high and they have diabetes, and sometimes one medicine doesn't do the trick. If I didn't control their diabetes, you guys would be all over me. If they got a heart attack from that high cholesterol, you'd be all over me too. So I have to put you on a cholesterol medication, diabetes medicine. And then if the blood pressure is high, usually one medicine doesn't do the trick. We'll try one medicine, but after a while, sometimes we need to add a second agent. Plus, for some people with diabetes, these blood pressure medicines help protect the kidneys, like the ACE inhibitors or the ARBs. So very easy for you to be on there, 3-4 medications, whether you're on 2 diabetic medications or 2 blood pressure medications, but you're already there at 4 medications if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol because you're over 65 or 70. But you're on those medicines so you don't get the stroke, so you don't go into a diabetic coma, and so you don't get the heart attack. Oh, that's okay, Dr. Dahlia, that's okay. All right, what about aspirin? Some people need a baby aspirin a day, some people don't. Are you guys going to count aspirin as a medication? Well, there was a big study saying the majority of people on it don't need it, but if you are at high risk for heart disease, you do need it. If you've had a recent heart attack, you do need it. So there's aspirin. Then, some of you do have stomach upset. You have lower esophageal sphincter deficiency, so you get some acid reflux coming back from the stomach up into the esophagus. That's really uncomfortable. It could put you at risk for esophageal cancer, so we put you on an antacid. What about those people who have constipation? A lot of people suffer from constipation when they're older. So what, we're going to let you have a bowel obstruction? No, we're going to give you something for the constipation. Then you're in pain. You have arthritis, you have back pain, joint pain. You're 75 years old. Those joints have been through a lot. What, we're not going to give you something for that? And then let's say you did have a heart attack. Or you do have, you know, a cardiac condition. You may need to be on more than one medication for that. You might need to be on a blood thinner. You might need to be on a nitrate to help kind of, you know, lower the blood pressure and relax the blood vessels. So we're trying to keep you alive. If you're on 7 medications, it's probably because you would have died if you weren't. Now, where I will agree with them is, many times you're bouncing around multiple doctors. And so you're on 2 blood pressure medications. And now you're going to the doctor and it's somebody who has never seen you before because, you know, again, insurance change, it's a new system, whatever the hell. Thank you, Obamacare. And so they look at you and your blood pressure is 160 over 101. And you're on 2 blood pressure medications that are maxed. So they're like, you know what, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to add another medication. If that works, we will then start to subtract one of your other ones, which is something I would do. If your blood pressure is high on 2 of them, I wouldn't just rip you off the other ones. I would add a third agent and then watch you every week until I could start to withdraw one of the other ones and try to do a switch, where with the third medication, we start going up as we go down on one of the other ones. Then hopefully we just, you know, switch you over to 2 new medicines in a way. But that takes time, and that means you have to follow back up with me. But if you're not going to see me again, or you're just coming into an urgent care, or, you know, you don't have time to follow up, you're just going to now be on a third medication. And so medicine is an art. And we need to really take the time, we need the follow-up, in order to get you where we need to be. You know, with diabetes, whenever I diagnose you with diabetes, depending on how bad your sugar is, I usually have you come back in 1 week with your sugar levels. So I could see, you know, when your sugars are high, when you're eating, what you're eating, everything. And then I decide where I'm going to go up on the medication. Sometimes your sugars are really high in the morning, so I need to up it at night. Sometimes your night sugars are high, so I may need to give you a dose at lunchtime. So I need to see where you're at. So I see you week one. Then I have you come back if I make a change in another week or two. Then if I see you're doing well on that regimen, I'll let you go 2 weeks. See you back in 2 weeks. If you're doing really good, then we'll do 4 weeks. If you're doing really good there, we'll do 6 weeks to 3 months. And then I see you every 3 months, basically for the rest of your life, unless you're in real tight control. Same thing with blood pressure. If your blood pressure is through the roof, I'm going to probably see you in a day or two because I want to make sure you don't stroke. Then we'll go to a week, then we'll go to 2 weeks, then we'll go to 4 weeks, and then we'll go to 8 weeks or 3 months. And then I follow you every 3 months for your blood pressure. I'll also have you monitor your blood pressure at home. Now, I was able to do that for years, and it was fantastic. Never lost a patient. Nobody ever went blind. Nobody ever went into a coma. Nobody had a heart attack. We had them. Nobody stroked. We had everybody tight. But it took coming back and titrating. And that was also when copays weren't that bad. Now people say, gosh, my deductible's so bad that every time I go to the doctor, it's $100. So just give me a treatment once and then don't have me come back for a while. Well, then we're losing the art of medicine. We're losing the, you know, ability to titrate you. And so no wonder people are now on multiple medications. If the doctor's not going to see you, yet his license is on the line and malpractice is on the line, then he's going to be like, okay, here's, you know, the strongest medicine I think will do the trick, and then just see me, you know, if you can. And no wonder people are upset. So if you are in a socialized healthcare system like the NHS, then, it's going to be kind of tough for you to, you know, come, you know, be seen that tightly. But I really think the key to healthcare is having providers there for close monitoring. Because this once a month or once every 3 months stuff just doesn't work. You know, some people have toenail fungus. And they go, well, just give me a medicine over the phone. Like, well, the medication can hurt the liver, so you need your blood test week on day one, then you need it at the six-week mark, and then you need it at the three-month mark. Most people don't want to do that. They just want the medicine once and go. So how do we change from a, you know, medicine now to a once and go? I don't know. 1-877, Doc Kelly.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.